So we're on Samech Hey Amid Aleph. We said it says in the Brisa, Shotchin Bacham, a person whose clothes fell into water on a yantif, so he can lay them out in the sun to dry. But he can't spread them out facing people. They can't see it because people will assume that he did laundry on yantif. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Osun, and they say you can't even do it in a private place. Therefore, they disagree whether or not something that's prohibited because of Maris Ayin can't be done even in private. Uvamoch Shebe Ozna. We learned in the Mishnah, right, that the woman is able to go out with a cloth in her ear. Tani Rambam Bar Yecheskel. Rambam Bar Yecheskel says, "V'hu shekashur be'ozna." That is specifically when the cloth is tied to her ear. Therefore, she won't come to carry it. Umoksha besandala. She can also go out with a cloth that's in her shoe, sandal. Rambam Yecheskel. Tani Rambam Bar Yecheskel. "V'hu shekashur be'sandala." That's specifically where it's tied to her sandal. Umoksha hiskina la l'nidasa. We'll go out with a cloth that she placed for her nida, for her menstrual cycle. Sava Rabbi Chama wanted to say, "V'huch kashula ben yachasa," that it has to have been tied somehow between her thighs. Rabbi Avi sheinu kashula, but Rabbi says no. Even if it's not tied, kiven demoes la'asi la'suya, since it's disgusting, right? It's unlike it's dirty, so she's not gonna come to carry it, even if it falls down, she's gonna leave it. But Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the son of Rabbi Amma, said, "Asta la beisyad ma." What if she made herself a handle so that she could hold the cloth? Then what's the halacha? So she won't really have to touch it with her hand. Do we say that disgusting or not? Amar Lamati said still permitted it. Renami. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Shaya. Rav Nachman Bar Shaya also said in the name of Rav Yochanan, "Asta la beis yad mutter." If she made herself a hand grip, it is still it is permitted. Rav Yochanan nafik behu levei midrash. Rav Yochanan will go with a cloth in his ear to the base medrash on Shabbos. The chalukin of chaver, but his friends disagreed with him and said, "You're not allowed to do it because it wasn't tied to his ear." Rav Yochanan nafik behu lecharmelis. Rav Yochanan went out with it into a karmelis. Which is a domain that's not Rishus HaRab, not Rishus HaYachid. The Chalukan of Koldor and everyone else in his generation disagreed with him that you shouldn't go out with Karmelis. Well, Tani Rabbi Cheskel, what Rabbi Cheskel said, "V'hu shekasher la be'ozna." After all, Rabbi Cheskel says that it has to be tied to the woman's ear. Lo kasher hadamiya da kad lamiya. It depends. If it's really tightly stuck, then it's permitted even if it's not tied. And Rabbi Cheskel was going out where it was not stuck so tightly. Bepilpel. Uvegalgal melech. We said the Mishnah, one can go out with pepper or a grain of salt in her mouth. So it says pilpel, a pepper was l'reach hapeh, is for her breath. Galgal melech l'dur shine. That's to treat her toothache. V'chol dover shenasana sachpia is nagvila or inami dartsuna. Oh, she can also go out with anything she puts in her mouth, like ginger. Or dartsuna, which is, seems to be cinnamon. Shein toseves, shein sel zahav, a false tooth or a gold tooth. Rabbi Matar v'chacham Moshe, the Chacham say you can't. Rabbi says you could. The Chacham say you can't. Rabbi says lo shen or lo shel shel zahav. That's only if it's gold. But if it's silver, everyone says it is permitted. It's not as expensive. And therefore, she's not likely to remove it from her mouth to show people. Says explicitly that silver is good when it's gold. Rebbe says okay, and the Chacham says it's not okay. They all agree. Abai says they all agree that anything that makes a woman unappealing when removed, she's not going to come to take it out and show it to others, and therefore she can go out with it. Rebbe Hadam Amar, and Rebbe, that's obviously the thing that he just said. Rebbe Lazar is telling you. Rebbe Lazar is talking about another story. Rebbe Lazar poter bechoveles ubitzluchas shal paliaton. Rebbe Lazar said a woman is pot p'tur if she goes out with a bundle of fragrant herbs or a flask of balsam oil. Since she, in other words, she has a bad body odor, she's not going to take those off to show to other people because then they're going to notice her body odor. Rishon Melazar, the time Rishon Melazar is held this way in a brayso where he says, "Kolam Rishon Melazar, kol shu lamata min hasvacha yotza bo lamala min hasvacha eni yotza." Anything that's beneath a net, a woman can go out in public, since a woman's not going to uncover her hair when she's in public, even to show off an ornament. But anything that's worn above the net, like a nice hat or something, a woman shouldn't go out with on Shabbos, since there's concern that she might remove it and then come to carry. Says the Mishnah, Yotza b'sela sha'al hatzinas. A woman can go out with a sela coin that she ties on a wound that's on her foot. Habanos ketanas yotzas b'chutin v'afilu b'kesamin sheba'aznehem. Young girls, they would have their ears pierced, but they didn't always put earrings in until they were older. So they had these wood chips that were in the strings, or wood chips that were in the holes in their ears, because they didn't want the holes to seal. Aravios yotzos reulos umadios pruvos. So Jewish women who lived in Arab countries can go out with their veil, and madios perufos, and women in madai can go out with their cloaks you know, fastened on with stones. The Chol Adam, and the truth is, any person can do this anywhere they want. El Shadibu Chacham Behov, the Chacham, we're just talking about practical things. Only in certain countries do women dress certain ways. Po Refes Al Ha'Evan Va'al Ha'Egos Va'al Ha'Matbeya. A woman can fasten her cloak on a stone by inserting a little stone and wrapping her cloak around it, make sure like a button. And she can do so on a nut or a coin. As long as she doesn't fasten her cloak with them on Shabbos for the first lechatchila. Okay, so my tzinis. What is tzinis regarding? We said a woman can go out with a coin tied to it on Shabbos. The Gemara says bas ara. It's a wound on the sole of her foot. Umayshna sela. Why would you say a sela coin? What is that all about? Yil mekol medida akushe malila. If it's like anything that's hard, is good for it. La de chaspa. So she could just take a little shard of earthenware. Elamishum shochta. Maybe it's due to the rust on it. Levid luhu la tasa. So she can make a small silver plate. Why is this specifically made of coin? Elamishum tsursa. Maybe it's because it has like an image engraved into it. Levid la pulsa. If that's so, so she can take like an unminted coin and engrave something on it. You see, it's all these different things together are beneficial. She needs something that's engraved and something that's hard and something with a rust, and all those different things together are good for the wound. Girls will go out with the strings. Shmuel's father did not allow his daughters to go out with strings. He didn't allow them to lay next to each other. And he made mikvahs for them in the days of Nisan, and mats near the Euphrates River in the days of Tishrei, because the water was shallow and the riverbed was muddy, so he put mats on the riverbed so they could go to the mikvah without getting the dirty and getting the mud on them in the river. Okay. So let's go through these. He didn't allow them to go out with strings. Didn't we learn? The Mishnah said they could. They had beautiful, colorful ones. He was concerned because they were so beautiful, they would come to remove them to show other people, and then they wind up carrying them. He didn't allow them to lay next to each other. Maybe the reason he didn't allow them is because women who are sexually active in some way with one another, psulos lekahuna, are disqualified from marrying to the kahuna, and therefore the act renders a woman a zona, mesola zubazu. So therefore, he didn't want to put them near each other in such a way. Lo savar ki hechi delo lelfon gufa nechra. The Gemara says that's not why. Maybe there's another reason. Maybe it was because he wanted to prevent them from lying next to each other, so that they would not be accustomed to sleeping with another body. Because being used to sleeping with another body could ultimately, make a person have sexual desires. The Avad Lahu Mikvah B'Yomei Nisan. He made them a mikvah in the days of Nisan. They say, Rav Damar Rav, Mitra B'Marava Sahada Rabba Pras. Rav said, when rain falls in Eretz Yisrael, in the west, so the great, right, the biggest witness to that is the Pras River, the Euphrates River, because the water would get a lot higher and flow more beautifully, basically directly parallel to the rain in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason that he didn't want them to go into the Euphrates during that season is because Savar Shlo Yuba Hanot Vinala Zochlin, that he didn't want that the rainwater that was falling would be more than the naturally flowing water, because then it wouldn't be kosher as a mikvah. A mikvah in a river is only kosher when the rainwater that falls is not more than the flowing water that's already there. So he was worried that maybe it would be. Pligat Shmuel, that disagrees with Shmuel. Da Amar Shmuel, Nahar Mekipe Mivrach. That a river is blessed, he says, from its riverbed, from its bottom. And therefore additional water that's in the river is not coming from the rainwater primarily. It's primarily coming from under the earth. And therefore, this is not something that we have to worry about. And even Shmuel disagrees with another thing that he himself said. Shmuel said the water purifies, right, when flowing in the Euphrates, only during Tishrei, because that's when you can know it's definitely river water, because it's like summer and so there's not so much rain. Okay. Po refes al ha even. A woman can fasten her cloak like with a stone as a button or something. Amid resha po refes. Doesn't say the beginning of the Mishnah that a woman could fasten. But so now you're saying she couldn't do it lechatchila. Meaning, how do we explain that? Amar bai sefer haton lematbea. Let's say that the second half where it says that it shouldn't be done lechatchila is talking about a stone. So a coin. So a coin is set aside from using on Shabbos. So therefore, it couldn't be used at all on Shabbos. You couldn't do it. You couldn't start with it on Shabbos. It have to have been done before. Bye bye. Ishamav she ta'arim v'tifrof ala egos lahotzi livna katan b'Shabbos. What is the story if a woman is like tricky, and she puts a nut onto her garment in order to carry it to her young child in public on Shabbos? So she knows she can't carry the nut to him, but she could make it as a button and then undo the button and give it to him. So tiboy lemanda amarim. So this is a question only according to manda amar that says that you're allowed to do like harama, you know, tricky stuff on Shabbos. You're permitted to do these things. Tiboy lemanda amarim. But this is a question also according to the one who said, meaning it could be a question according to either way, whether you hold that you generally could do harama, or if you hold that a person cannot do harama when there's like a fire on Shabbos. So for example, when there's a fire on Shabbos, can a person put on a whole bunch of different kinds of clothing? So basically, you really want to do is just carry them out of the house so that they won't burn down on Shabbos, or would you say that you can't? So So let's talk about the one who says that you can do harama when there's a fire. Maybe the reason we allow them to do harama is because if we don't allow them to do it, they're going to put out the fire. But here, if we don't allow the woman to carry this knot in this tricky way, then she won't do it. Or maybe, I feel the mandama in my reading with Leica, even according to the opinion that you can't do trickery on Shabbos when it comes to fire, because that is really a way of carrying. You'd carry clothes out into the public by wearing more. This is not a normal way of carrying. Maybe it's okay. Teku, we don't have an answer to this question. We let it stay. Says the next mission, Hakitea Yotze Bekav Shalo, Divrei Meir. A person with an amputated leg can go out with his wooden leg. That is what Rav Meir says. Samech Vav Amud Aleph, Rav Yossi Osram. Rav Yossi says you cannot go out with a wooden leg because it's not like a shoe or something. Vim Yeshlo Base Kibul Kasisin Tame. And if the wooden leg has a receptacle for pads, so it's like a space at the top of the leg where the leg sort of softly rests, so then it can become Tame as well because it has the status of a cleats, right? It becomes a wooden clay. Samochos shelo tmein midras. The supports, which are like the shoes that one who had both of his feet amputated places on his knees in order to walk on his knees. So if a zav wears them, then they could become tame with tumas medras, which is like walking, the tuma of walking. Here's a mir Shabbos, and you can go out with them into, which is a rabban on Shabbos, since they're considered shoes. Ve'nechnasan bahen ba'azar, and you can go into the Beis HaMikdash. And even though generally you can't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash, these don't have that status of shoes. Kisei, the samochos shalot mein midras, his chair and things that support him. So if there's a person who's now in a chair, are tamei medras. Ve'en yozim b'Shabbos, he can't go out with them on Shabbos. Ve'en yozim b'Azara, and he cannot go out into the Azara with them. Lu katmin tehorin. Lukatmin, which will be explained in the Gemara, are tahor, meaning they're not vessels. And a person cannot go out with them on Shabbos. We're going to find out what lukatmin are. Amarle Rav Nachman, Rava Rav Nachman, Rava says Rav Nachman. What does it say in the Mishnah? Amarle La Yadana. I don't know. Hilchas Amai. What's Allah? Amarle La Yadana. He says I don't know. So he wanted to know what did Rav Meir hold? Did Rav Meir say Mutter Aser? And what's Allah? And he answered he didn't know. Itmar Amashmul Ein Hakiteya. Shmuel said that the correct reading of the Mishnah is a kiteya, right? An amputated, a person with amputations, an amputee can't go out. So we're also going to teach the Mishnah to say ein hakiteya. A kiteya may not go out. So even though we just read in our Mishnah hakiteya yotze, they read ein hakiteya yotze. He may not go out. Maskel of Rabbi Shiva. Lo shmilu demasne lo Rav Chanan bar Rav lechia bar Rav kamed Rav bekitona debe Rav. He said, did you hear that Rav Chanan bar Rava taught the Mishnah to Rechia bar Rav before Rav in a small room? Kitun is like a small room in the school of Rav, and he taught him, Ren Yeshiva of Rav, Ena Kitei Yotz Bekav Shalo, an amputee may not go out on Shabbos with his wooden leg. Tivir Meir, that's Rav Meir. Rav Yossi Mater, Rav Yossi permits it. Mechavalei Rav Epoch, and Rav, you know, motioned to them to say, switch it around. You got the people backwards. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, V'Simana, Samech, Samech. And the way to remember Which Tana prohibits is Samech Samech. The letter Samech appears in the name of Yossi, and the letter Samech is a part of the word Osir. And therefore you can remember Yossi Osir. V'af Shmuel Hadar Bey, even Shmuel, who said Enekitea, changed his mind. Titnan Chaltza Besandl Shena Shalo, if she removed a shoe that is not his, a sandal that's not his, Besandl Sha'etz. So we're talking about during chalitza, osha smol biyamin chalitza ksheira. If it wasn't his shoe, or it's wooden, or it's on the left foot, was on his right foot, the chalitza is still going to read a man tana. And we said, who is this tana? Amar Shmuel Rameir. He did not. Kitei yetz b'kav shalom. Rabbi Rameir, Rabbi Yossi oser, because he said it's Rabbi Meir, because Rameir said kitei can go with his wooden leg, and Rabbi Yossi prohibits. Therefore, Shmuel ultimately clearly accepted the approach of Rav. Amar Rav Huna hadar bey. Rav Huna also reversed his opinion. He also changed his mind. Tanya, sandal shel sayodin tamei midras. A sandal of a plasterer. So people that work with lime and plaster would cover their leather shoes with like an additional overshoe made out of straw or something that the leather shoe wouldn't get ruined by the lime. So if he's a zav and he walks with those, it's tamei midras. V'isha choletzes bo. A woman can do chalitza with that overshoe thing. The yotzim ba b'shabbos, you can also carry it, you can wear it on Shabbos, Rabbi Akiva. V'lohodulo, but others did not agree with him. V'lotanya, but another bride says, hodulo, they did agree with him. Rabbi Uman hodulo, who agreed with him? Rabbi Meir. Uman lo hodulo, and who didn't agree with him? Rabbi Yossi. So he's just taking a position on that. I'm Rabbi Yosef. My lo hodulo, what does it mean that they didn't agree to him? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's actually, who is it? Rabbi Yosef said, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's none. Kaveris shel kas. So if a person has some sort of receptacle of straw or a tube of reeds, Rabbi Kiva Metam, Rabbi Kiva says it's Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan says they're Tahor because they're not considered vessels. Straw objects are not considered really good enough for use. Therefore, these shoes that go over the other shoes that are made out of straw are not really considered a vessel. The Baisa says a sandal of the plasterer is Tameh Midras. It could become tummy. Halav lehiluchav. It says, wait a minute, they're not made for walking. She can aside metalbo adjemagilaveso. Says, yeah, they are used for walking because he sometimes wears them until he gets home. So even though it's not a normal article of clothing, it is something that these people will wear and they'll walk in the street. Amr lo vimyeshlo base kibul kasisin. And if the wooden leg has receptacles for like pads in them, so then it can become tummy. Amr by tummy tumas mace, vein tummy midras. It can become tumas mace, but it cannot become Tamei midras up through walking. Rava Amar af tamei midras, and Rava says, no, it even can become tamei with tumas midras. Amar Rava, mina aminalo. Where do we know this from? The Mishnah says, agola shel katan tamei midras. The wagon of a small child. Right, I guess this was like Tosfos says they would use him to teach him how to walk. They would like practice walking. These things. All right, hasam samech ilui, hachalo samech ilui. So Abaye says you can't really compare these two cases, because in the case of the wagon, the kid leans all of his weight on it, and therefore it's different here with this wooden leg. The person doesn't put all of the weight on it. Abaye, I mean, Tanya, where do I know this from? Because it says in the Abaye, Makal shel zakenim tahor mikulam. We learned that a walking stick of an old person, like a person's cane, so is tahor from everything. It can't become, because you don't lean all your weight on it. V'Rava, and Rava says, Hasam, over there, Samech Vav Amad Beis, L'sarutze Sugya Avida. It's the reason that he has a cane, is to like, you know, just to make him walk straight. Yeah, it straightens him up in his walking. He makes the steps go, whatever. Hachas, L'smoch Alayhu David V'Samech Alayhu. But here, with the wooden leg, it's made to lean on, and a person does really lean upon it. When, you know, as between each step, there's landings on their good leg, or their fake leg. Tamei Midras, and Yatsum V'Shabbos, they are, says that Azov and his chair are Tamei Midras, and you can't go with them on Shabbos, and you can't come into the Azar. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Yochanan. Nichnas ben Lazar. Tana said before Rav Yochanan that you could go into the Beis HaMikdash with it. Amalei, Ani Shona Isha Chaletzes Bo. He said, I teach that a woman can perform Chalitza with this, because it's mamish considered a shoe in every sense. V'atom v'nichnasim, and you say you can go into the Beis HaMikdash with it. If it's considered a shoe, how can you go into the Beis HaMikdash? Tana Nichnas ben Lazar. Therefore, we have to learn that it says you can't go into the Azar with it. Lo lukatmin tahara. My lukatmin. What were these lukatmin that we said were tahar? I'm Rabbo. Chamra de akfa. These are wooden toys, like a donkey, that a person would carry on their shoulders. And it looked like the donkey was riding the person. So some kind of a toy. Rava bar Papa Amar Kishrei. These are stilts. Where a person would walk on these stilts. Rava bar Rav Huna Amri, Prame. Rama bar Rav Huna said they are masks. Prame. Okay, says the Mishnah. Habanim yotzim b'ksharim uvenei melachim b'zogin. Young boys can go out on Shabbos with knots. They would have these knots tied up as like some sort of, you know, medicinal thing. Uvenei melachim b'zogin. And princes would go out with zugin, with bells. The chol adam, really any person can go out with that. Else you become b'ho. The chol was just giving examples of the kind of people that would wear bells or would wear these knots. Mike Sharm, what exactly are these knots? Amar Ada Mari. Amr of Nachan bar Baruch, Amr of Ashi bar Avin, Amr of Yehuda, Kishure Pu'ah. These are garlands of some kind of plant called the Pu'ah that are like done for, you know, folk medicine or something. Amr Abai, Amr the Aim. Abai said, My mother told me, this was his adopted mother, Tlasa Mokmi. The three of these, garlands. Keep an illness from getting worse. Chamisha Masu, five of them will make it better. Shiva, and if you have seven, I feel like Shafim, although even stop someone from being able to put a hex on another person with sorcery. Amar Rav Yaakov, Behud lo chazi le shim shavasira. That's only where the knots don't look like the sun and the moon. Lo chazi mitra. So they're tied. They don't look, sorry, not look like, they don't look at the sun and the moon. And they don't see the rain. Lo chazi mitzvah lo shmi, they call barzala, and they don't hear clanging iron v'kol tarnagor, the sound of a chicken, a rooster v'kol nigre, or footsteps. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman said nufal pusa bebira. So if that's the case, I mean, if you need all those different things, so you might as well throw the it's fallen into the pit. Yeah, there's no benefit to this thing, because how's it going to not see the sun and not see the moon and not have to see any rain and all these things? It's too many conditions. My iria bunim. Why do we mention specifically boys who wear this? I feel the bunim. I mean, girls also would benefit from something that if it cures them. My iria katanim. Why kids? I feel the gudanim. Also, adults would do this thing too. Why only young boys? I like sharm. So what are these knots? Maybe it's something else. Gihada amar avin bar huna amar vcham bar guria. They said ben sheyesh lo gaguin al aviv, a child who really misses his father and is like, you know, he's a needy kid, he has a difficult time leaving. So the father takes a strap from his right shoe and ties it on the boy's left arm, and it's like going to help the boy remember his father or something. The way you can remember this and from where to tie the strap is like tefillin, which you tie with your right hand onto your left arm, v'chilupa sakanta. And if you do it the opposite way, you take a strap from the left shoe and you tie it on the right arm of the kid, it's dangerous because he's going to miss his father even more and be even more homesick. Amar Avin bar Huna, Amar Rav Chama bar Giyora, bar Gurya. Sachofe kasa atibure b'shabata shapir dami. So he said, turning over an empty cup, because there had been hot water, and putting it on a person's belly button for healing on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Amar Avin bar Huna, Amar Chan bar Gurya, Mutar losuch shemen umelech b'Shabbos. That's that you're allowed to smear oil and salt on yourself on Shabbos. Also for like, you know, some medicinal healing practice. Ki hadar Rav Huna mi bei Rav. So Rav Huna from bei Rav, v'Rav mi bei Rav Chiya, v'Rav Chiya mi bei Rebbe. So these, they all, when they would... And they would be leaving these places. When they were drunk, so they would bring oil and salt. They put on the palms of their feet and hand, their hands and feet. They would say, just like this oil is clear, so let the wine of so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, become, planisa means so-and-so, a woman, so they would use the mother's name, become clear as well, let it clear up. So I guess they wanted it to become sober, the ilo, and if they couldn't bring that, maisi she'a didana v'shoy lebimaya, then they would bring the clay that's sealed up in barrels, and they would soak it in water. They would say, just like the ceiling clay is clear, so let the drink of this man, the son of this woman, clear up. Amar Avin Bar Huna, Amar Chan Bar Gurya. Mutter lechanek b'Shabbos. You're allowed to strangle on Shabbos. It means to really tightly bandage someone's neck if they had like some dislocated vertebrae. Amar Avin Bar Huna, Amar Chan Bar Gurya. La pofe yanuka b'shabata shapir tami. Tightly swaddling a baby who was born on Shabbos in order to, what they would do that for is so that they could like realign any body parts that had been dislocated during birth. You could do that on Shabbos. So papa masne bonim, rezid masne ben. There are different versions, whether it said children or a child. So papa masne bonim, v'tabaya masne leba avin bar Yehuda. Rezid masne ben. Right, Rav Papa said regarding children, and he taught both of them from Rav Avin Bar Yehuda. Rav Zid taught Ben, the first one from Avin Bar Yehuda, the high mass of Rav Baruch Chana, and the second one from Rav Chana. Rav Chana, Rav Chana said, "Lepofe yinuka b'shabata shapir dummy." Swaddling babies on Shabbos is okay. I'm Rabbi, I'm really aim. My mother, stepmother, adoptive mother taught me. Kol minyane b'shma de'ima v'chol kitre. He said, and all incantations use the name of the mother, and all knots should be always tied on the left. So Rabbi, I'm really aim. Kol minyane demifarshi. Ke demifarshi, velo mifarshi. Udalo mifarshi, arban v'chadimi. All incantation in which you know exactly how many, so then you do the number of times that you're supposed to say it. And any times where it's where you don't know how many times, you do it 41. Arban v'chadimi, 41 times. Tanur Rabbanan Yotzin be'Evan Tekuma b'Shabbos. A person can go out with a Evan Tekuma, which is like a stone that was supposed to prevent a miscarriage. Mishum Meir Amru Af b'Mishkal Evan Tekuma. Also with the counterweight of a Mishkal Tekuma. So it's another object that was weighed against and found to be the same size, and apparently that's also effective. Lo shehipila, al hashem atapa. We're not talking about a situation where a woman miscarried in the past, and you're worried she might do it again, even if she never did. She's just worried that she'll miscarry for the first time. Lo sheibra, and it's not just if she's pregnant. El shematis abra v'tapa. Even if a woman thinks she might be pregnant or might become pregnant, and have a, so then she's allowed to wear this. Amar mar, amar rav yemar bar shelem ya. Mishmei de Abaye, v'hu de Ichavan ve'iskal. So he said this only applies when it was equal, when he weighed against that stone, but not when a person changes the object to equal the weight. It has to have imamish been equal to that weight on itself. By mishkal de mishkal mai. What happens if you weigh something against the counterweight, like another counterweight, another one? What's the story? Does that work? Teku. This question will have to remain standing. We don't know the answer. I'm really aim. My mother told me, le'ishasa bas yoma, le'eshta bas yoma, for a fever that's one day old, lishkal zuza chivra, so a person should take a newly minted, a fresh zuz, ve'lezal le'milchasa, and he should go to the salt pools or something, ve'lisko maskele milcha, and he should weigh its weight in salt against it, ve'tzayr b'chalol de'beit savor, benira barka, and then he should bind the salt to the opening of the neckline of his garment with a thread made out of hair. Ve'ilo, and if this doesn't work, leisa parshas drachim, he should sit in a intersection. Yichichasi shum shemana gamla de dare midi, and when he sees like a very big ant carrying something, so lishkele v'lishadi begubasa de nechasha, he should take the ant and put it in a copper tube, the listame be'abara, and he should seal it up with lead. The lichtame be'sheet in gushmanki, he should then, after it's been sealed, he should like really seal it with 60 different seals. Ulivar zole uledire, he should shake it and lift it. Velemle, he should say, Teunach alai uteunai alach, your burden's on me and my burden's on you. So I'll carry your thing that you were carrying, and you carry my fever. Amalei Rav Acha Barei D'Rav Huna L'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha Zan Rav Huna L'Rav Ashi. V'dumah Inish Ashkach V'Ifzik Pei. Maybe another person will already find this ant and has already done this remedy with this ant. and then you're going to get his disease from that same end. My burden and your burden should be on you. We're not trading, I'm just giving you my burden. The Elo, but if not, if that still doesn't work, that person should take a new jug, and he should go down to a river. And he should say, Nehara, Nehara, river, O river. Ospan kuza de maya la orcha de kloili. Lend me a bucket of water, a jug of water, for a guest who's come to me. Vilihadr shev zimni al reshe. And then he should turn it around his head 7 times. Vilishadi la achore. And then he should pour it behind him. Vilemele nahar nahamish kol maidi avasli. And he should say, take back the water you gave to me. De orcha de kloili biyoma asa ubiyoma asa. Because the guest who came on this day, he left on the same day. Amar Rav Huna says, Samech Zayin Amar Aleph, Le'eshta Tilsa, for a Tilsa fever, which is some kind of fever that comes it comes every 3 days or something. So Lesi Shiva Silve Mishiva Dikle. He should take 7 thorns from 7 different palm trees, v'shiva tziva mishiva geshurin, and 7 slivers from 7 beams, v'shiva sike mishiva geshurin, and 7 pegs from 7 bridges, v'shiva kitme mishiva tanure, and 7 ashes from 7 different ovens, v'shiva afre mishiva sunre, 7 dust from 7 door sockets, v'shiva kufre mishiva arbe, and 7 kinds of tar from 7 different boats, v'shiva bune kamune, and 7 seeds of cumin, v'shiva bene midikne dekal basaba, and 7 hairs from the dikna, from the beard of an old dog, v'tzairinu b'chalol debet savara b'nira barka, and he should tie these to the opening of the neck of his garment with a thread made out of hair. V'yochan lashat samirta, v'yochan said, for a burning fever, lishko sakina to kula parzal, you should take a knife that's totally iron, v'lezo lehecha di'ika vardina, you should go to a place where there is a bush, v'likter be nira barka, you should tie a string of hair to it. Yomakama, on the first day, lichrok be purta v'lem, he should carve a little bit into the bush, and say, v'yamal hashem love, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him, we're talking about Moshe at the burning bush. L'machar lichrok be'purt avalim. The next day, he should say, v'yamar Moshe asur nava era. Moshe said, you know, I'll turn aside and go see. L'machar lichrok be'purt avalim. V'yamar Hashem kisa l'ros. He should carve it in a little bit more and say, and Hashem came to see. Amalei Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi v'lema, v'yomar al tikrav halom. Let him say, don't come close. On the first day, you should say those two psukim. On the second day, you should say, Hashem said, do not come close. The place that you're standing is holy. Okay. And when he carves the bush, so he should lower himself down, cut it close to the ground, and say the following. It's not because you're taller than anything else that Hashem rested his Shekhinah on you. It's because you were the lowest of all foliage that Hashem put. You're lower than all other trees. And just like the fire saw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah and ran away from him, so should the fire fever, right? This fiery fever of so and so, the son of so and so, who is his mother, run away from before him. For boils, a person should say the following: Baz, Bazia, Mas, Masya, Kas, Kasya, Sharloi, Ve'ar Moloi. So you should say all these things. Ilan Malache de Ishtalchu Me'ara de Sodom La'asa Shechina Kiven. These are the angels who were sent from the land of Sodom in order to heal very painful boils. Bozach, Bazich, Bazbezin, Mas, Masich, Kamun, Kamich. So all those names, Enich Bech, may your appearance remain with you. Enich Bech, and may your appearance remain with you. Asrich bich, may your place remain with you so you don't spread. Zarech kekolot u kefirda de lo fara de lo ravia. You should be like a person who is barren and like a mule that's not fruitful, like a pirda, right? A mule that doesn't lo parva lo ravia, that doesn't, it's not fruitful and doesn't multiply. Kach lo tifra lo tirba begufe de plani baplani. So should you not increase or multiply on the body of so and so, the son of so and so. Lakipa, for healing a wound. Le mahaki person should say, Cher shlufa vekela netusha. So he should say, a drawn sword, chayav shlufa, and a sling that's ready. Its name should not be ach, sickness, or pains. L'sheda, to be saved from a demon. L'imahachi, haves difkik, difkik haves. So you were stopped up you were, lit taviru, cursed, broken, umeshumas, and excommunicated in Shamta, Bartit, by this demon called Bartit, Bartome, Bartina, Keshamgaz, like Shamgaz, Marigaz, V'istimai, like Shamgaz, Marigaz, and Istimai. L'shedu v'esakise, for the demon of the toilet, Le'mahachi, Akarkafe, Da'ari, V'asos, V'aose, Diguryasa, Ashkafta l'sheidoi bar shrika panda. So you should say, on the head of a lion, ve'aose de guryasa, and on the nose of a lioness, we found a demon named Shrika Panda. Shrika Panda. Bemeshra de karti chav to say, with a bed of leeks, I knocked him down. Beloa de chamra chatarte. And with the jaw of a donkey, I smacked him. Okay. Uvenei melachim bezogin. So they said, princess, go out with bells. Mantana, who is the opinion that you go with bells on Shabbos? Amar Roshai Roshimin, that's the opinion of Roshimin. Amar kol yisrael b'nei melachim him. All children are considered princes. Rav Amar be'arig b'ksuso v'divrei hakol. We're talking about where it's woven into his clothing. Therefore, there's no issue that the person can take it off. And therefore, it's not just according to Roshimin. Everyone would say this is okay. It says in the Mishnah Yotzim b'Shabbos, hachargol. A person go out on Shabbos with a chargol, which is a locust egged, uveshen shu'al, or a fox tooth, ubemasmer min hatzaluv, or a nail from the crucified. All these are for mishum refuah, because they are for healing. You can't do this because these are Gentile sort of behaviors. Darkei Amori is prohibited from these sort of superstitious behaviors. Yotzin bebetzas hachargol de avde l'shilcha. So a person will go with a locust egg, which is to cure earaches. So b'shein shel shu'al, there's a fox tooth, de'avdei l'shinta, that's for sleep. De'chaya l'man denayim. The tooth of a live fox would be for a person who sleeps too much and you want to wake him up. And de'misa, and this is the tooth of a dead fox, l'man delonayim, for a person who can't get a good night's sleep. U'bemasmer min atzaluv, de'avdei l'zirpa. And with a nail from a person who was crucified, they would use it for curing infections. Mishum refuah de Rav Meir. So the Mishnah says this is for refuah, that's Rav Meir. By Rav Damer Tavayah, Kol Davishish Mishum refuah, Mishum Dakei Mori. They both said that anything that it's done for healing purpose is not prohibited because of Dakei HaEmori. Ha'em b'mishum refuah. So that implies that if something is not effective at healing a person, then it's prohibited because of Dakei HaEmori. But we have a brace that says, Elon, a tree, Shemashir Peirosav, that shed its fruit early. Sokro vitsovea also besikra vatona b'avonim. So a person paints it and colors it with red paint and loads it up with stones. Bishlam vatona b'avonim. I understand you load up with stones because there's some benefit. Kiechi delikcho shchele, so that it will get weaker. Because sometimes a tree sheds its fruit early because there's so much blossoming, and all that blossoming makes the tree weaker. And therefore, they wanted to weaken the tree when blossoming, so there would be less blossoms, and that would be better for it. But like, what benefit would there be to paint it with red paint? Right? That doesn't help anything. The reason to paint it with red paint is people will see it, and they'll daven. A metzora has to go out with his clothing ripped, and the hair of his head long, and he... Right, and he puts a covering all the way down to his mustache, and he cries out, "Tame, tame, tzarech l'odia tzara l'rabim." A person has to tell his pain to the public, "Rabbi Vakshul Rachmi," so that other people can daven for him. for mercy on his behalf. Amravina keman talena kovse bedikla ki haitana. According to whose opinion do we hang bunches of unripe dates on a palm tree? According to Tana, that taught us that you have to publicize your pain to the public. Tani Tana beperek. So Tana recited the chapter. Emoroi kamedru chiba avin. So he write a piece of Tosefta teaching about darke hamor chiba avin. I'm like kulu isbuhu mishum darke emori. All these things are prohibited over there because of darke emori. The rabbi hanibed, but there are some exceptions. Mishe so etzim begrona maybe also hamin. Umeniach lo chad kol. A person who has a bone stuck in his throat, so he brings a bone from the same species and puts it on his forehead. V'le malchini says this chad chad naches bala, bala naches chad chad. He would say, one by one descend, go down, and be swallowed. Swallow and go down one by one. This is not an issue of Dake Amori. Le Idra, Le Mahachi, a person has a fishbone stuck in his throat, he should say, Nin Atz Ta Kemachat, Nin Alta Kisris, Shai Shai. You're stuck like a needle, locked like a shield or a shutter. Go down, go down. Samach Zayin Amud Beis HaOmer God Gedi Usnuk La Ashke Uvushke. One who says my fortune should be fortunate and not be weary by day or by night. Yesh Ramisham Darke Emori. Saying such a chant has Darke HaEmori problems. Rehud Omer God Eina Eloshen Avodazar. The word God actually means idol worship. Shenem HaOrchen LeGod Shulchan. Those who prepare a table for God. So it's actually idolatrous in a person. It's even like worse than Darkei Amori. Who bishmei v'hi bishmo? One who requests that he should be called by his wife's name and she'll be called by his name for good luck. So yesh mishum Darkei Amori. Such a behavior is a problem because of Darkei Amori. Dunu dani. If a person says, "Let my barrels be strengthened," yesh bo mishum Darkei Emori, that is a Darkei Emori problem. If Yehuda says, "Ain don el lashon avodah zara," the word "don" is actually a kind of avodah zara. Shnemar hanishbam beashmas shomron veamru chay elokecha don. So there's a pasuk in Amos which says that it's avodah zara. Ha'omer lo orev tzrach, a person who hears a raven calling and he says to the raven, "Scream!" Ula orevta. And to the female raven, he says, "Shriki v'hachziri li zinavich l'tova." Chirp and turn your tail to me for the best. Yesh permission darkei amori. That is considered darkei amori. Ha'omer shachtu tanakol zeshakara arvis. Slaughter this rooster because it called out in the evening. Tanakol zeshakara gavris. Slaughter this chicken that calls out like a male. Yesh permission darkei amori. That's considered an issue of darkei amori. Eshta v'osir eshta v'osir. I'll drink, but I leave over. I drink and I leave over. Because the person thinks his wine will increase, saying such a thing, yesh permission darkei amori has darkei amori problem. Hamikavas beitzim bekosel, a person who cracks eggs on a wall, v'hatoch b'fnei avruchim, and then smears them in front of the chicks, yesh permission darkei amori, that's a darkei amori problem. Zol hamegis b'fnei avruchim, a person who stirs the pot in front of the chicks, right? He thinks this is going to help him or something that they won't die. Yesh permission darkei amori, that is also prohibited because of darkei amori. Hamirakedas v'hamona shivim be'echad avruchim b'shvil shol yamusu, one who dances and counts the chicks until she reaches number 71. She thinks then they won't, right? In order b'shvil shol yamusu, they won't die. Yesh permission darkei amori, that is also prohibited because darkei amori. Hamirakedas l'kutach, person who dances so that the kutach, which is this dip, a spicy dip that they used to make with salt and bread, she wants it to be successful. V'hamashtekes la'adoshim, or a woman who silences people nearby while so that her lentils will cook well. V'tamechas la'grisin, a woman who screams at the barley, pearl barley that she's cooking. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'emori. Each of those have a prohibition of darkei. Maybe la'grisin is some kind of a bean or a barley corn or something. Hamashtenes b'fnei k'dei rasa b'shul tishmashim, a person who urinates in front of her pot so that it will cook quickly. Yesh b'mishum darkei ha'emori, that is prohibited because darkei. But listen, kisim shel tut b'shiver yizchuchus b'k'dei b'shul tishmashim, a person could put a chip of tut, which is like mulberry wood, and shards of glass in the pots to cook quickly, because doing so is actually effective. It's not just a superstition. Chamim Osrin b'shivrei schuvim, that's a kind of thing. The Rabbanan say you shouldn't do it with glass, not because of superstition, because it's dangerous if the glass isn't strained out properly from the food. A person could really could cut themselves. Chamim Rabbanan says, "Bul shel melech." A person can put a lump of salt l'tocha ner b'shvil sh'ta'ir v'tadlik. He can put that into a candle so it will burn brightly. In other words, it's effective. It doesn't just bring good luck. tamtin vitalik. Also, a person can put mud or clay under a candle so that it will burn longer. Amrazutra haiman demichase shraga demishcha or begal natva cover mishum baltashka. A person who covers an oil lamp or who uncovers a kerosene lamp for no reason violates baltashkas because he causes the fuel to burn more quickly for no good reason. Chamra v'chaye lefum rabbanon. Person who says when he's drinking wine and life to the mouth of the sages. Ain bo mishum darkamai. That is not darkamai. Right? Rabbi Akiva shahay mishnei lebeno. Rabbi Akiva made asa mishnei lebeno. He made a party for his son. He would say chamra, right, wine and life to the mouth of the sages, wine and life to the mouth of the sages, and to the mouths of their students. Hadran alach bame isha. We start parak klal gadol, says the Mishnah. Klal gadol on Shabbos, a very important, significant rule they said about Shabbos. Kol shchech ikar Shabbos, any person who forgot that the mitzvah of Shabbos, he didn't know the mitzvah of Shabbos, he didn't know the rule. He did lots of malachas on lots of Shabbos. He only has to bring one korban chatas. The person does know about Shabbos, and he did lots of malachas on lots of Shabbos. He'll be chayv on each and every Shabbos. A person who knew that it was Shabbos, and he did lots of malachas on Shabbos, then he'll be chayv on each and every primary category of malacha. Samech ches amud aleph. Also, malachas harbe me'im malachas. The person does lots of different malachos that are all really under one category. In a chayev alachatas achas, then he's only chayev one korban chatas. Says the Gemara, my time at Tana Klal Gala. What do you mean to say that it's a general rule? Imishim dekabayi lemisnei od klal echad amru. Tana Klal Gadol. If the reason is because the Tana wants to teach later another rule, Gabe Shvius, Nami, then also by Shemitah. You should look about the Misne, Ode, Klal, Echad, Amr, Tana, Klal, Gadol. It should also say Klal, Gadol over there. Haga by Meiser. So in other words, so that's done by Shemitah. It's done by Shemitah as well. But if you want to say it, but then also by Meiser. Haga by Meiser, Tana, Klal, Echad, Amr, Velo, Tana, Klal, Gadol. Over there, it doesn't say Klal, Gadol. So that's, it's not enough. The fact that it's going to say another klal afterwards is not enough to explain why it says klal gadol, because then it should do that everywhere. Shabbos and Shvius have avos, and they have told us tana gadol. So there it says gadol, klal gadol. This is a big and important rule. Meiser, less by avos told us, but when it comes to meiser, there is no such thing as avos and told us. Lo tana klal gadol. It's not categorized that way, therefore you don't use the language of klal gadol. What about bakapara, who did teach using the word klal gadol and meiser? My avos, my told us. What, right, main categories and subcategories are there for meiser? Elalav, hainu taimu. Must be that the reason the Mishnah says this term is gadol onshu Shabbos yasu mishal shvi. The punishment of Shabbos is more severe than Shvius. Dilu Shabbos is bein talish bein mechuber. When it comes to Shabbos, the halachas of Shabbos relate to things both attached to the ground and not attached to the ground. The ilu b'shvius betolish lesei b'mechuber isei. But with Shemitah, right, it only relates to things that are attached to the ground, not things that are not attached to the ground. We go to onshu shvius is a meiser, but then shvius is greater than meiser. The ilu shvius isei bein b'meichel other bein meichel. Shemitah's rules apply both to human food and animal food. But Michael Adam, Isav Michael Behemalese. But when it comes to Meiser, for human food it applies, but for animal food it does not apply. According to Bakapar, it says to call God even by Meiser. It's contrasting Meiser with the punishment of Peah, leaving the corners of your field. Hilo Meiser Isa Bit Aina Vyerek. The Ilu Peah Lese Bit Aina Vyerek, because Meiser applies even to figs and to other and to vegetables. But Peah does not. Did not klal amru. There's a great rule that was said by Peah. Klal amru Peah. A general principle said by Peah. Kol shehu ochel v'nishmar v'gidula min ha'aretz. Anything that is food, and is protected, and grows from the ground, v'gidula min ha'aretz. V'likitaso ka'achas u'machniso l'kiyum chayav v'peah. And it can be gathered as one and be brought into storage. So then that's chayav and Peah. Ochel l'mute sviche stim v'kutza. So food means not aftergrowths of these plants that are used for dyeing and not for food. V'nishmar, it can be protected. L'me'ute hefka, that excludes things that are hefka. V'gidul min ha'aretz, they grow from the ground. L'me'ute kamoin u'fetrias, that excludes truffles and mushrooms, which don't get sustenance from the ground. V'lkitaso ka'achas, they're gathered as one. L'me'ute te'ena, as opposed to figs, which ripen at all different times. And if you can't really pick them all at once. Menachis lakiyim, and they bring them into storage, the mutei yerek, which cannot be stored for such a long amount of time. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tavai, Rav Shmuel both said, Masnisa v'tinuk shenishba l'vein ha-goyim. This is a tinuk shenishba. This is a child who was kidnapped among the goyim. V'ger shenishgai l'vein ha-goyim, or a convert who converted among goyim, and if he never had a chance to learn Hilcha Shabbos. Aval hikir l'vzo shachah, but a person did once know the basic idea of Shabbos, and then he forgot about it, chayav al kol Shabbos Shabbos, then he himself is responsible on each and every Shabbos. Shabbos, there's a mission that says a person who forgets the main thing of Shabbos, forgetting imply that a person knew it at one time? Well, what does it mean anyone who forgets the main part of Shabbos? The essence of Shabbos was always forgotten from him, meaning that he really never knew it. But if a person knew about it, then what would be this? Chayav kol Shabbos Shabbos. You chayav on each and every week. Adatani here day kol Shabbos lasam melachas habrus shabbos habi chayav kol Shabbos Shabbos. And the fact that it says a person who knows about Shabbos and does melachas, many melachas on many Shabbos, this is obligated on every Shabbos and Shabbos. Listen, it might as well say hikir ulub so shachach. Even if a person knew about it and he forgot, because shken ha, and certainly you'll know someone who still remembers. My here day ikar Shabbos. What does it mean, a person who knows Ikar Shabbos? It means, says the Gemara, Misha Haya Yodea Ikar Shabbos Ushrecha. It's a Roshacha. It's a person who knew the main idea of Shabbos and he forgot it. Aval lo shokha, but if he never forgot it, my, then what would that imply? Chayav al kol melacha melacha. That would imply that he's chayav on each and every melacha. Adatani herodei, right? Samich ches amad beis. Would you say that? Adatani herodei shu Shabbos, vasa melachas harbe b'shabbos harbe. But then once it says, a person who knows that it is Shabbos and did lots of melachas and lots of Shabbos, is chayav al kol melacha melacha, is obligated on each and every melacha. And listening, herodei ikar Shabbos. It might as well have said, a person who knows that it's the basic idea of Shabbos, you'll know certainly this. Our Mishnah must be talking about a situation where a person knew about it and then later they forgot. The situation of Rav and Shmuel is the same. It's fundamentally the same as that. And here's what it means. Rav Shmuel Damri Tavai. Rav and Shmuel said, but they both said, even a child that was kidnapped among the Goyim from his childhood, or a person who converted among the Goyim, and both of them never even heard about Shabbos, it's the same as Gehikr Lubso Shachach Dami V'chayev. They're the same as someone who knew about it and then forgot, and they would be responsible. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both said, "Dafka hikul b'so shachach." It's only when a person knew about it and then they forgot. But they said that in such a situation, a baby or a convert, they'd be potter. Meise. I have a question. Kol gadol over Shabbos is a grand principle we said about Shabbos. Kol shochech hikar Shabbos lasam melachas harvish b'asas harvish. A person who forgot the basic idea of Shabbos and did lots of melachas on lots of Shabbos is eno chayv elachas. It's only chayv one. Ketzad. What does that mean? Tinuk shnish b'lemen agoyim, a child who was kidnapped among the goyim, v'gershin iskayim ben agoyim, or a convert who converted among the Goyim v'asam melachas harbish v'asas harbish and did many melachas on many different Shabbos, zeinu chayav alachatas achas, is only chayav one v'chayav al dam achas v'al chelav achas, he's chayav for one time eating blood and one time eating chelav al v'ozar achas and one time v'ozar umunbaz poter, but munbaz, his name of one of the Chachamim, says he's poter from bringing any korbanos. V'kachay munbaz dan lefnei Rabbi Kiva, and so munbaz, presented his case for Rabbi Kiva. He said, hol mezid kori chote, since a person who does something intentionally is called a sinner. V'shoge kori chote, and a person does by accident is called a sinner. Ma mezid shahis lo yadiyah, avshoge shahis lo yadiyah. I mean, there must be some similarity. It must be that mezid is the person who knew about it. He knew what he was doing wrong. So even someone who did it v'shoge, they still had some knowledge that they were not accessing. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, harini mosav al derecha. He says, I'll add to you, says Rabbi Akiva. Ima mezid shahis ha yadiyah b'shans maisa, avshoge shahis yadiyah b'shans. So he said, I mean, based on your logic, then, I mean, if you say someone does it b'mezid, then they were intentional at the moment that they did it. So then this guy was also intentional the moment they did it, in which case it's no longer considered a shogeg. So, I mean, that's the whole point. The distinction between mezid and shogeg is the idea. So come on, says Rabbi Kiva. Munbaz said back to him, yes, actually you're right. I'm glad you extended what you said. According to you, it's no longer called a shogeg. That would be a mezid. Right? I mean, what's the point of that? So, Ketanimiya, we still, either way, right, back to our topic, we said, Ketzat Tinok. What's with a child who was taken captive? Bishnal Rav Shmuel Necha. According to Rav Shmuel, it's all good. Al Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shmuel Lakish, Kashub. But now we have a question, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shmuel Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shmuel Lakish, Lomi Ika Munbaz de Potter, Ananda, Amrina Ka Munbaz. They said, wait a minute, we're following the opinion of Munbaz. My time at the moment was, what is the logic of Mosev Torah? Achaz yelachem la'osa b'shkaga. It says there will be one rule for the person who acts, for all of you, for the person who acts b'shkaga. V'samachlev ha'nefesh ha'tasav yad ramah. And it says after the person who acts with a lofty hand. Hikah shogeg l'mezid. That puts together shogeg, right? It links shogeg and mezid. Mezid has the idea. Just like mezid has knowledge. Shogeg has the idea. Even shogeg has a certain level of knowledge. What do the Rabbanon do with that pasuk of Torah Achas? Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi Lebrei. They use it for the same teaching which Rabbi Levi taught us on Torah Achas. Yelchem lozu b'shkaga. It says that pasuk, and it also says Samach Tes Amid Aleph v'chisishgu v'losasu. It's called mitzvah Eilu v'chisiv nefesh v'tas b'yad Ramah. It says if you make a mistake and you don't do all these mitzvahs that Hashem said, and it also says in the person who acts right with this lofty hand, hook shukul avodah zara, they're all attached to avodah zara. Ma lehalon davar shechevin alzdonakar shigasachatos. This is over there. Regarding idol worship, we're discussing a matter that if you do it deliberately, it's shogeg, and it's b'shogeg, it's only echatos. So to anything that a person has to bring, a b'shogeg echatos and b'mezid would be karis. But munbas, shkoga b'mai. Munbas, who says it's right included, is a person who knows about it, so then how do you explain that it was shogeg rabbanon? Shigas karban lo shma shigaga. So it was when kigon shishagak b'karbon. It's because he was aware that he was doing something wrong, but he wasn't aware that he'd be chayv to bring a karbon if he did it by accident. And he wasn't aware of like the whole subject, so then he's not chayv to bring it when he forgot. The Rabbanan say forgetting about the responsibility to bring a karbon if it was b'shogeg is not right, is not considered shogeg. We're going to shogeg b'mai. So then, according to Rabbanan, how do you define shogeg? We're going to shogeg b'karis. If the person was not aware, like he'd forgotten that this thing carries the penalty of karis, obviously his b'lav, even though he deliberately was being b'mezid on a lav. As far as he knew, he was violating a simple lav, which is not as serious as something that carries the penalty of karis. Shlokish Amashi Yishkog b'lav v'karis. Shlokish says it has to be that the person had forgot that it's even prohibited at all. Never mind the punishment; he has to forget that it's even alive. Amarava, my time is Rav Shimon Lakish. Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Krab. Pasuk says, "Asher lo se'asena b'shkaga v'ashem." Pasuk says, "Ad she yish gog b'lav v'karish shabach." So the pasuk says that we're talking about if a person does an aver by mistake. Until he was like he didn't realize that the avera and its punishment. Rabbi Yochanan, Haikra, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Ma'avad. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk of Eish Lakish? He needs it for another teaching. Me'am ha'aretz. In that pasuk it says the words Me'am ha'aretz prat l'mishubet. It means from the people of the land. You know, from the commoners. Prat l'mishubet. That excludes somebody who's a mishubet. That means he's an apostate. He completely gave up his relationship to Judaism. Rishim Elazar, or Mishim Rishim, Asher lo se'asena b'shkaga v'ashem. Rishim Elazar says, quoting Rishim, Asher lo se'asena b'shkaga, a person who doesn't do it, right, fails to do it b'shogeg, and he's guilty. Hashav me'yediyaso mevi karbon l'shkagaso. A person who is shav me'yediyaso. So he repents because he, as soon as he becomes aware that he wasn't supposed to do it, so he brings a carbon on a shogeg. Lo shav meyediyah. So any mevi carbon al shigaso. But a person doesn't as soon as he knows about it, he's not troubled by it, so he doesn't bring a carbon on that. Right, and that person of course is a mishumet. It's not we learned in the Mishnah. Avos melachos arba'im chaser achas. There are the avos melachos are 40 minus one. V'havina b'mina minyan alamali. And we come out. We say what is it? What's the need for this? Counting up. Amar Yochanan, Shemasam Kulam Behalamechad, to teach you that if you did them all in one, you know, lapse, Chayiv al Kol Achas Vachas, meaning you forgot that it was Shabbos or something, you forgot the things were Asr, then you'd be Chayiv on each and every one. Hechim Shkachla, but does Zadon Shabbos Vishgas Melachas. It's where you knew it was Shabbos, but you forgot any of those Melachas were Asr. So you were just not aware at that time that these things were prohibited to do on Shabbos. Bishlam, Rabbi Yochanan, this is all good according to Rabbi Yochanan. Tamar Kivin Shagar Bakaris Alpish Hizbilav. Who says that if you're Meshogig on Karis, even though you're deliberate on the Lav, Mishkachasla, Kagon Diyadale, the Shabbos b'lav. He knew that Shabbos is prohibited. If you have to forget that it's usher and that there's karis, the other day the Shabbos b'lav. So what did he know about Shabbos if he didn't know about all three namalachos? The other b'schumen, he knew about the tchum v'aliv Rabbi Akiva, and this follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva because according to Rabbi Akiva, tchum Shabbos is d'oraisa and not just d'rabbanan. Mantana, l'had the tana rabbanan. Who is the Tana who taught the following brisa. Shogeg b'zeh zeh shogeg amar b'Torah. That if a person is shogeg in both this and that, the fact that it was Shabbos or any of the specific malachos, that's considered shogeg that's described in the Torah. Hezid b'zeh b'zeh. If a person deliberately was in both of them, zeh mezid amar b'Torah. That's mezid in the Torah. Shogeg b'Shabbos is malachos. He forgot that it was Shabbos, but he did the malacha deliberately. Oh, shogeg malachos is b'Shabbos. Or if he forgot about some of the malachos, but he knew that it was Shabbos. Oh, shamar. Or if he said, yodei ani shemalachos u'asur. I know this malachos is prohibited. Any yodei shechivin ala carbon, but I did not know that you have to bring a carbon. Oh, lo, but or maybe not. Chayiv he'd be chayiv. Keman, who is this? All like this is all like munbaz. Amar abai hakol modim. Everyone agrees. B'shvuas bitui. When it comes to making a shvua, that's like an oath on a statement. So, as a person promised to prohibit himself from doing a certain thing, she'ein chayav ala carbon, that a person will not bring a carbon for such a thing, ad yishkog b'lav shaba, until he violates in other words, until he forgot about the fact that it's prohibited by a lot. So like he didn't know that the Torah says you can't violate your oath. Hakol modim, and everyone agrees. Ma'ar Rabbi Yochanan, pshita ki kamar Rabbi Yochanan hechidei kakaris. Avolachid lakakaris lo. So he said. So, I mean that's definitely an opinion from Rabbi Yochanan. So even though Rabbi Yochanan normally holds, right? The Gemara says in the case of an oath, it's obviously would agree. So we say well like this. Remember Yochanan said. Right, it's only when there's a karis issue. Otherwise, he would not say so. So obviously, he agrees to this. So he said, like the salka daitachamina. No, because you would have thought hol v'chayv carbon, since the obligation to bring a carbon chedeshu is a new idea. The chol kovel lashon lav demaisa that carbon. You generally don't find that for a lo sase you have to bring a carbon when you violate it. B'shogeg v'hachamaisi. Sorry, when you violate it. So here for hachamaisi, here you bring kishogeg b'carbon namin chayv. So then maybe if you do it, if you forgot about the carbon, you'd also be obligated. To bring it samach tes amud base kamash malan, and therefore Abai came to teach us that was not the case. Meisve Gemara has a question. Shiga shuas bitu the sheavar sheim omer yodei ani sheshuas uasura avol ini yodei mechayven la carbon olo chayv hamani mud basi. We said right. Gemara says like this. What is a shogeg of a shuas bitui in the past? What's an example of such a thing? Person swore falsely about something that happened in the past. So it can't be a case where he forgot. It must be where he said, I know that this, it's prohibited to swear falsely, but I don't know if you're chayav to bring a carbon or not. So the Gemara says, this Mishnah is only according to the opinion of Munbas. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Abaye, hakama the mitrumah shein chayav la chomish. Everyone agrees that when it comes to truma, you're only chayav to add a payment of a chomish on ad she yishgog. Bilav sheba. If a person forgot that the Torah prohibits the such a thing, hakol modiman. So who's everyone agrees? Who's that adding? Rabbi Yochanan. That's adding Rabbi Yochanan. Pshita, right? That's obvious. Kiyam Rabbi Yochanan hechad kakaris. Rabbi Yochanan only said this his thing that when something has karis, hechad laka karis. No, he never said it about something that doesn't have karis. So you still need to know. Mahu detem. I might have thought misa b'makom karis amedes that the death penalty is instead of karis v'chishogag b'misa. And when someone is b'shogeg on death penalty, nami lichayev, then you'll also become chayev kamash. If you didn't know there was a death penalty, you'll be chayev kamash alone. Comes to teach you that that's not the case. Rav Amisa b'makom karis amedes v'chomish b'makom karban kai. But Rav actually says that death is the same as karis, and paying the extra chomish is similar to the karban. You pay an extra fifth for a person. In such a situation, Amar Funa, Hayim Ahalik B'Derech, O B'Midbar, Ve'Ein Yodea Emas Hay Shabbos. Person was walking in the desert, or in the wilderness, and he didn't know when Shabbos was. He lost track of time. Mano Shishi Yom Mishami Yom Echad. He counts 6 days and then he keeps one. Chia Bar Rav Amar Mishami Yom Echad Umano Shisha. He counts 1 day and then he keeps six. Back in Mechugi, what are they arguing? Amar Sav Kibriyas Shal Olam. One says it's like the creation of the world, right, where there were 6 days of the week and then Shabbos. Amar Sav Kalta Marishon that we follow the human being, because he entered immediately into Shabbos and then had a weekday afterwards. He didn't have 6 days. Leading up, he was created right before Shabbos. We have a question. It says if a person is walking, he doesn't know what day it is. He observes 1 day for every six. My love, monas shisha mishami yamechad. If that sounds like you count six and then he keeps one, lo mishami yamechad monas shisha. No, there's no real indication from that. It could be read either way. Then why would it say Mishamari 1 out of 6 days? It should say he counts 1 day and then counts 6 more. Me by leva. Furthermore, Tanya, it says in the Brisa, Mahal Padachu Midavani Damasai Shabbos, Manas Shisha, Mishamari Yochad says he counts 6 and he counts 1. Tiyufta Dreva Chia Barav, Tiyufta. In fact, that's a conclusive refutation. And we say that you first keep 6 days and then the 7th will be Shabbos. Amar Rava, says Rava, B'chol yom v'yom osa lo k'day panasasa barma ehu yom. The person who didn't know what day Shabbos is, every day he makes enough food or whatever, he does enough malacha to sustain himself just for that day, except on the day that is in Shabbos. V'ahu yom alemos? Wait a minute, is he supposed to die on that day? David me'esmo shnei parnasos. So on the day that he assumed was Friday, he does double the amount to sustain him also for the following day. Don't me'esmo Shabbos, obviously, but maybe Friday was the day he thinks is the sixth day, it was really Shabbos. Elakol yom osa lo parnasos. So every single day he does for himself. Filo yom, even the day of Shabbos. So yom b'mayim k'lei. So what makes that day Shabbos? It's not his Isser Malacha, so what is it? B'kiddush of Avdalta, he makes Kiddush, and the Havdalah. Amar Rava, Im Hayomakir, Mixas Hayom Shiyotzebo, if he has some knowledge of the day on which he left. I mean, he doesn't know exactly what day of the week, but he does sort of know the numbers, since he left, then Os Malacha Kol Yom Kulo. Then he can do Malacha the whole day of his departure, since he certainly didn't leave his house on Shabbos. So Pshit, of course that's true. I mean, whatever you know, you know. So you might say, like, well, since he didn't leave his house on Shabbos, then also on Erev Shabbos he certainly wouldn't have left. So you say, even if he left his house on Thursday, then he should have 2 days. He's allowed to do it. So you say, since sometimes a person does find a caravan, and therefore he does leave even to a journey even on a Friday, so he can't do malacha on a Friday, even though that's more unusual. Continues the Gemara, Hidei Ikar Shabbos, a person who knows the basic concept of the Shabbos. I mean, where do we know that from? Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbah Avua, Trey Kroik, see, there's two psukkim. Shabbos is also Shabbos, the Jews kept the Shabbos. See, if that's Shabbos, you are to keep, they are to keep my, right, my Shabbos. Okay, so what does it mean? Shabbos is Shabbos, Shmir Achas, the Shabbos is Harbe. A person should guard the Shabbos. It means one observance for multiple Shabbosos. So if a person does several Averas, in certain cases, he only chayev to bring one. It's one Shmir for the Shabbos. So site, Yishmir, my Shabbos is plural. You should keep Shmir Achas, Kol Shabbos, Shabbos, there's a different Shmir on each and every Shabbos. Maskev Nachbar Yitzchak, where Nachbar Yitzchak says, Adrabba, Ibcha Mistavra. The opposite should be, Vashamin, there's also Shabbos, Shmir Achas, Kol Shabbos, Shabbos. We kept the Shabbos, that's each and every one. As Shabbos, so site, Yishmir, which is plural, Shmir Achas, Shabbos, is Harbi. That should be the way that you break it up. Continues the Gemara, Hayodea Shahu Shabbos, the person who knows that day is Shabbos. Ayin Amad Aleph. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seif? Amar Asaf, Khan, Miyadea Shabbos Uporish. Here, a person didn't know Miyadea Shabbos Uporish. In other words, he stopped doing it because he knows that it is Shabbos. Khan Miyadea Malacha Uporish. In the second part, it's because he knew of the Malacha, and that's why he didn't do it. Arvanachan Kulam. Klum peresh mishabbos ela mishum malachos. I mean, what's the distinction here? Does a person stop on Shabbos only because he knows what the malachos are? Like, what does that mean? Klum peresh mishabbos ela mishum Shabbos. And does a person not do malachos? It's only because those malachos are prohibited on Shabbos. Ela Rav Nachman, carbon dechayev rachmana amai. Why does the Torah obligate a carbon ashkoga? Because a person forgot. Hasam chad ashkoga, hachad tuv ashkoga. I mean, there was only one shogeg, and here there's many different shogegs. We said a person is obligated in each and every melacha. Chiluch melachos is milon. Where do we know about the division of melachos? That if a person performs different things on Shabbos, that each one is considered a separate thing. A person who violates the Shabbos will surely die. The Torah says there could be multiple deaths for one violation of Shabbos. Hibamezik, if that's only talking about if a person did deliberately. But since it's not relevant to mezik, you can't get killed more than once. Put it for shogig. My yumas, what does it mean he will die? Yumas b'mamon, he will die financially, because it's very, very expensive to bring a korban. Let's learn chiluk malachos from where Rav Nassan learned it out. The Tanya Rav Nassan, Omer, Losavar, Esh Chomis, Yom HaShem HaShabbos. Don't burn a fire in any of your places on Shabbos. Mal Tamal, what does it come to mean? Lefish Omer, Vayach HaMashash Kol HaDas B'nei Yisrael, Eila HaDvarim, etc. Shesh Yom Tazim Malacha, Dvarim, HaDvarim, Eila HaDvarim. It says Dvarim, and HaDvarim, and Eila HaDvarim. Elu Shloshim V'Teisha Malachos, Shenem HaDvarim, these are the 39 different Malachos that were told to Moshe at Sinai as different categories. Yachol, you might think, yes, Asa'an, Kulam, Behelam, Echad, Eino Chayv HaLachos. You might think if you did them all in one forgetful lapse, then you're only Chayv one. Tamal Omer, B'charish, U'vakatzir, Tishbos. You should rest both in the plowing time and in the harvest time. V'adayin ani omer al charish v'al ksira chayev shtayim, that on choresh which is plowing, and katsiro are cutting, you're chayev two different things. While kulin you're chayev alachas and everything else, you're only chayev one. Tamalo lo savari esh, you shouldn't burn a fire. Havar bechlal haisa, burning a fire is one of the 39. Lama yatzis, why was it taken out? Lahakish a leha velomar lach, to attach, you know, to link other things to it, and to teach havar she of melacha, just like havara, which is lighting a fire, is an av malacha v'chayv an lev v'te'atzu, you're obligated on it on its own. Av kol she'av malacha, anything that's considered av malacha v'chayv an lev v'te'atzu, you're obligated for it in and of itself. Shmuel savar lo k'Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel holds a k'Rabbi Yossi, yomar havara lav yatzis, that burning on Shabbos, havara, igniting, is pulled out as a different lav. D'tanya, it's considered a lav. So other kinds of malacha would receive kares, but if you light a fire on Shabbos, Titania, Havar Lav Yatzis, to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson Amar Lachalik Yatzis. So Rabbi Yossi says it's only pulled out to say that it's only a lav, and Rabbi Nosson says it's like any other thing, and it was singled out in order to divide the different malachos, and explain that you're chai for any one of them. Typically, the chiluk malachos mehech denafkalei Rabbi Yossi. Why don't we say chiluk malachos from the place that Rabbi Yossi learns? The Titania Rabbi Yossi says, but also me'achas mehena, if you do from one of these, pam shechayev an achas. Al kulan, sometimes you have one on all of them. Sometimes you have in each and every one. Rabbi Yossi Berchanin. Rabbi Yossi Berchanin said, "My time with Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason, Rabbi Yossi? Achas me achas heina me heina. Achas shehi heina heina shehi achas. One from one of them, right from one. So it could have just said me right achas. It could have and heina. So achas me heina. These are their cases where it's them, multiple things that are one, and their things that are one where the multiple them. Achas Shimon. One." Is a full-fledged Melech on Shabbos person who intended to and wrote a full name. Shimon, me'achas, from one of them, is where a person only performed part of the melacha. For example, Ayin Amud Beis, a person who wrote Shem, me Shimon, a person who wrote the Shin and Mem from the name Shimon. So it's only part of the word. Hena, from them, when it says them, avos, those are the avos, mehena, from them, tolodos, those are the tolos, achas shehi hena, one that is them, that refers, zodon shabbos shigas malachas, a person was intentional knowing that it was Shabbos, but he didn't realize we're getting a specific malacha. Hena shehi achas, them, which is one. Shigas Shabbos, person forgot that it was Shabbos, v'zadu malachas, but he did the malachas deliberately. Shmuel, achas shehi hena, and Shmuel would say, one that is them, hena shehi achas, lama shalei. So he doesn't understand that those words, those phrases, lend themselves to such a drasha. Bomine Rav Amir Nachman. Rav asked a question before Nachman. Helam ze veze biyado mahu. What if a person forgot both Shabbos and the Malachos? Amalei, hare helam Shabbos biyado. The fact that he forgot about Shabbos, ain't a chayev ala achas. That's enough that he should only be chayev one. Other, hare helam Malachos biyado, v'chayev ala achas. He said, wait a minute, we'll be maybe the opposite. Because he forgot the Malachos, he should be chayev in each and every one. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi said, chazenon, we see. Imishum Shabbos kaparish, hare helam Shabbos biyado, v'ain a chayev ala achas. So he said like this, if it's due because he forgot, because he knows about Shabbos that he stops doing the malachos, so then it's because of Shabbos it's only one. Right? V'imishu malacha kaparish, but if he's really separating because of malacha, hella malachos biyado, v'chayva klachas rachas. Wait a minute, the only reason that a person doesn't do things on Shabbos, what do you not do on Shabbos? You don't do malachos. Klum pirish malachos, elamishim Shabbos, and do not do... Why does a person not do malachos? It's only because it's Shabbos. Elo shnos, so there's really no distinction between those two things. Tanan, we said in the Mishnah. Avos malachos abayim chas rachas. The avos malachos are 40 minus 1. V'avinu maminana lamali. Why bother counting them up? Right? We said because if you do them all in one lapse of forgetfulness, you'll be chayv in each and every one. If you say that a person has both of these things that he forgot, I understand. But if you only forgot about Shabbos, but you didn't forget about the malachos, you just didn't know that it was Shabbos, then you're only chayv on one. What's that situation? That's obviously zadon Shabbos. The person deliberately broke Shabbos with shigas malachos. He didn't know about the malachos. This is all good if we hold like the opinion of Yochanan. If a person did not realize that something carries with it the penalty of Christ, even though he deliberately broke the Torah, it could be that he knew that you're not allowed to break Shabbos. Who said to Amar that the only way you can have shogeg is if it's shogeg and lav and kares. What does it mean he knew it was Shabbos? He knew about the laws of tchumen, about traveling on Shabbos. According to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, who says tchumen are dorais. Amar Rava kotzar v'tochan kegrogris b'Shabbos. B'shigigash Shabbos v'zodon malachas. A person who who cut or ground the amount of kagrogris as a dried fig on Shabbos. So these are, that's the amount, b'shogeg, with Shabbos, but zadol melachas, he was trying to do the melacha, v'chazar, v'kotzar, v'tochen, kagrogris, v'zadol Shabbos, shogeg, melachas, and then he went back and was kotzar and tochen, a grogris, where he deliberately knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot about the melachos. V'nodolo akzira utchina shel shigigas Shabbos v'zadol melachos. And then he was informed about the that it was Shabbos, right, in that first situation. Oh, and then later he was reminded that the things were prohibited at Malachos, right? V'chazar, v'nodolo akzira v'altchina shel zadol Shabbos shigigas Malachos. So now we're on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Akzira grogris katzira. So the katsira that he did, the harvesting, the cutting which he performed, so brings with it ksira gorer, I said gorer, ksira goreres ksira, takes with it the second act of katsira, utchina goreres tchina, and the grinding, you know, pulls together the other grinding. But if he only became aware of the ktsira that was done when his action was intentional regarding Shabbos, but he was not aware of the malachos, so then the carbon that he brings for that ktsira takes with it the ktsira, the other ktsira, and the grinding, right, the tchina that he did, stays where it is, and he doesn't get a kapara for that. And when he becomes aware of that, he'll have to bring a separate sacrifice for that. Rabbi says, no, the tchina will also take with it the other tchina. Shem tchina achasi, because it's one grinding, and therefore the carbon will keep everything else, will forgive everything else that's included with it. Umi isla the Rav Greira, does Rav hold that you can like schlep something along like that? That takes it with it. Itmar, we learned. Achal shnei zeisim chelev behelam echad. If a person ate two zeisim of chelev in one lapse, v'nodol achas mehen, and then he found out about one of them. V'chaz v'achal kezayis behelam al shosheni. And then he went back and ate another kezayis in the time that he still didn't know about the second one. Amar Rav, heavy carbon al rishon. He brings a carbon on the first one. Rishon v'sheni mischaper. And the first two are mischaper, and the third one is not yet mischaper. Is not yet forgiven. Heavy carbon al shlishi. He brings a carbon on the third one. Shlishi v'sheni mischaper. The third and second are forgiven. Rishon mischaper. The first one is not. Heavy carbon al amtzoi. He brings a carbon on the middle one. Mischaper kulan. They're all forgiven. Abai Amar afilu heavy carbon al echad mehen. Even if he brings a carbon on any one of them, mischaper kulan. They're all forgiven. That's how Abai understands. Baso deshama me Abai suffer after he heard it from Abai. He understood. He said the logic would be yichachi tchina nami tigger the tchina. So why doesn't the grinding on Shabbos grab the other grinding and pull it along? Greira isle, greira de greira lesa. Because he holds, and the answer is he holds that you can schlep one thing along, but you can't schlep another thing that's already pulling another thing. So it's like the greira of a greira doesn't go along. Milsa dipshita luhulabai v'rabbi b'li rezeva. That which was very straightforward to Abai and Rava was actually asked as a question by Rezeva. To Rabbi Rezeva mirabasi. Rabbi Rezeva asked Rabbi Rezeva the following thing. Rabbi Rezeva mina Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Rezeva. I don't say it was Rabbi Yirmiyah who asked it to Rabbi Rezeva. Katzar v'tochan chatzi grogeres v'shigna Shabbos v'zadol melachos. If a person did a ktsira and tachina of half a grogeres on Shabbos, where he forgot that it was Shabbos, but he knew that he was doing the melachos. V'chaz v'katzar v'tochan chatzi grogeres v'zadol Shabbos. And then afterwards, he went back and did the same exact thing again, where he knew it was Shabbos, but he forgot that these were the melachos. Ma'ashi etzarve. Do they attach together? Amar lo, amar le. He said to him, chalukin l'chatos v'lo mitzarve. They have different rules for chatos, and they don't add to one another. They don't attach to one another. Do you see that when anything is two separate korban chatas, they don't join together? But not achal chelav v'chelav behelam echad. He said, if you ate two chelavs, right, in one lapse of forgetfulness, in achal v'chatas, ela achas, you only have to bring one korban chatas. Achal chelav v'dam v'noser pigal behelam echad. A person ate chelav, which is a prohibited fat, blood, noser leftover korban, pigal, things that there was a, right, a disqualified korbanos in one situation. Chayvel kol achas v'achas. So a person will be obligated on each and every one. Zechom minin harbi minecha. This is something that's more mochamor about all different types of sins from one of the same sin. Zechom minecha minin harbi. There is a chumrah in doing one thing many times than doing many things. Shemachal chatzi zayis v'chaz v'chaz chatzi zayis minecha. If you eat only a half zayis of one type of thing and then you went back and ate another half of it again, chayev, then you'd be chayev. Whereas mishnei minin, but if it's from two totally different prohibitions, then one would be potter. But we asked like this: Mimin echad chayev tzricha lememar. The fact that it's from one type, two halves of a kazayas from one type. Is that like, that's so obvious. A kazayas is the shear. So if you get two half sizes, it's the same thing. I'm just looking bar two tani. Rish Lakish said over from bar two tani. What are we talking about here? A person ate it from two different dishes. Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Tamchui Mechalka. That's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that dishes actually separate. So a person eats two half zesim in two different dishes, even though he forgot, that's not considered altogether. So you might think the Rishua only said that Ben Lakula Ben Lachomer. That's for right, whether it's lenient or it's strict. Kamashulon Lakula Amar. He didn't say it Lakula Lachomer Kamar. He was saying it for a Chomer only as a stringency. So wait a minute. But over here we're talking about they're separate for korbanos and they go together. Amar Mara Resha Masni La Vikashali. You said it about Reb Zeira said you taught Rish Lakish regarding the beginning of the Mishnah, and therefore it didn't make any sense. I'm not saying, but I say that Rish Lakish said it about the Seva of Lakashal, and then we have no question. Mishnei Minin Potur Tzrich LeMeimar. Is it necessary to say that from two Minim you're Potur? Obviously, if they're two separate prohibitions, two Kazayas can't attach to one another. Rish Lakish Mishnah Bar Tutani. La Olam Miminachad. Really, they are from the same thing. My correlation, I mean, why are they considered two different things? It's coming to say that if they were eaten from two different dishes, that patters of Rishua, because he says that different of Rishua, Bein Lakula, Bein Lakula. That teaches you that Rabbi Yeshua is actually saying it whether Lakula for or even for stringency. In any situation, Rabbi Yehuda considers them, Rabbi Yeshua considers them to be separate things. From the fact that the second half of the mission is talking about one kind of food, just two different dishes, and each, right? So ayin aleph and beis mechal deresha minachad v'tamchui echad. So that implies that the beginning of it is talking about it was one type and even in the same dish. Min echad v'tamchui echad tzrich lememar. Obviously, if you're eating the same thing from the same dish, is there any chiddush? If you eat two half zayases, you'll be obligated. That's the shear. What are we talking about? It's where a person found out in between Rabbi Gamliel, and his opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, that he said ain't yadiyah l'chatzi shear. There is no awareness for a half a shear. Since you're not really chayav to bring a carbon for half a shear, the fact you became aware between the two halves doesn't make any difference and doesn't differentiate between them. Yitmar. The person ate two olives worth of prohibited fat in one lapse. V'nodal al rishon, he found that about the first one. V'chaz v'nodal al sheni, and then later he found it at the second. Rabbi Yochanan b'chayev shnayim, he's obligated two different things. Rishon l'shem ein chayev l'achas, you only chayev one. Rabbi Yochanan b'chayev al chatoso v'hei, because the pasuk says on his chatos he should bring. Rishon l'shem your potter me chatoso v'nislach lo, it says from his sin and it should be forgiven to him, which indicates that even if he did kapar for even part of the sin, the entire thing is forgiven. Rishon l'shem k'siv al chatoso v'hei. What about the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan brings, right? For whatever his sin was, he should bring. Hahulacha kapar. That's only talking about after a person got kapar for the first one. Rabbi Yochanan Nami Hakseim Echatas V'Nislachlo. What about the fact that it says from his chet he'll be forgiven the whole thing? Hachmaskin Gochachol Kazayis Umechza. That's talking about a person who ate a kazayis and a half. Another little kazayis. He found out about the kazayis. Chazvachol Kachat Zayich Lachar Bahalama Shasheni. And then sometime he ate a second half zayis. Right. By the time he forgot. Ma'adim Litzarf. You might think they should attach. Kamash Malon. That they don't need to attach because he was already atoned for that part of the Avera. I'm like, that the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is disagreeing about a case where a person became aware prior to separating off an animal for the first carbon of a hapligi. And here's the argument. One holds that knowledges, awarenesses, are machal, they separate them. Myself have freshness machal, because one says no, it's what separates the two things from one another, separating off a carbon. But everyone would agree, once you separate off a carbon, then you would be obligated to two different carbonos, odilma, or perhaps to ityadale lachar fresh pligi. They're only discussing where you found out about it after it was separated off. But hopefully, the myself have freshness machal, because one holds that separating them off is what differentiates. And myself have kaparos machalkos, and that what it's only once it's brought, avokod mafrasha, Modi later Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but maybe before the animal was separated off, or even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rish Lakish, then Chayav Lachas, that you only have to bring one. Odilma Beinzu Beinzu Machlokas, or maybe they disagree in both situations. Normally, Mistava Beinzu Beinzu Machlokas. Really, they argue in both situations. That's most logical. If you think that they argue before things were separated off, but after it was separated, Rish Lakish would acknowledge that Rabbi Yochanan's right that you bring two. Once you're saying the pasuk is talking about after the atonement, look me hafrasha, then you might as well say it's after the hafrasha. From where would you know one or the other? The achar hafrasha pligi, and if they're disagreeing after it was separated off, avakodim hafrasha modli Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish nein chayv alachas, but before it was separated off, so then they would all agree. So ademuki lakra b'kizayis amechsas. The once you're saying the pasuk's talking about a kizayis and a half, look my kodim hafrasha. You might as well just say that it was from before hafrasha, before it was separated off. And doma swikim esapkale. Maybe it's not. Ravina doesn't accept this because maybe the whole proof is there's uncertainty right here. Vimtim Salomar Kamar, and it's coming to say, if you want to say Imtim Salomar Kodam Rasha Pligiba, even if you want to say they argue about before it was separated off, how will Yochanan explain the Pasuk? Because Kazayis Amechsa, then he would explain it's Kazayis Amechsa. That's all he's saying. Vimtim Salomar Lachar Hafrasha Pligi, and if you want to say that it's after Hafrasha, Reish Lakish Hechimukim Lakra, Belachar Kapara. And if you want to say it's afterwards, Reish Lakish will say it's after Kapara. So it doesn't mean that that's all they hold, it just means that's how they would explain it. Amar Ula, Lamandar Ma'asham Vadai, Lobo Yadibit Kilu, said according to the one who says that in order to designate an asham vade, to make a sacrifice for a person who did one of the averes that requires an asham, so it doesn't require yediyah betchila that he definitely sinned.